It's a not-for-profit resource, sort of a basically a, somewhere that not-for-profits can go for help, essentially, talking about the way funding can occur. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, for our listeners, let's just chat quickly. What is the difference, and I think it's mainly because we think about charities this time of year, between a charity and a not-for-profit organisation?
Probably the simplest way to describe it is a little bit in the numbers. So if we think of it, there's about 600,000 not-for-profits in Australia, and then there's about 54,000 odd charities in Australia. And most of the charities are regulated by the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission. So when we tend to think of charity, it's basically a tax status. So if we think of us buying a raffle ticket or us making a donation and we get a tax deduction for that donation or purchasing the raffle ticket, they are likely to be charitable organisations. When we think of the not-for-profits, we tend to think smaller, local, and not to say the charities can't be, but it's our sporting clubs, our scout associations, it's our local childcare centre might be community managed, community controlled. So basically the difference is that one is registered as a charitable organisation, and it goes back basically to the Causes Act in 1600 and defining charity. So as an example, sport isn't deemed a charitable organisation. It's not trying to alleviate poverty or to solve world peace. It's there to, in effect, encourage participation in an activity. So that's a basic difference between the two.
So let's talk funding in that case. Now, where does the majority of funding for a not-for-profit organisation come from? Is it the community or is it government?
Well, for most organisations, it's doing their own funding. So we tend to use the word funding rather than fundraising, primarily because if you use, I call it community F word, if you use the word fundraising, people run from it. Whereas funding sort of puts a different context behind it and looks at more of an all-encompassing strategy of looking at different strings to your bow. But if we take a local sporting club or a childcare centre as an example, most of those are fees paid for participating in whatever the activity of the organisation. So if we take a sporting club, by and large, they will tend to rely on their membership fees, their funding in their events, and maybe some sponsorship. Whereas if we look at a childcare centre, that's probably the daily fees, maybe government subsidies, maybe a little bit of a trivia night or a Christmas party or something like that. But if we look at major charities, it's generally they're there, not all, but to deliver a service on behalf of a client. So in many cases, that might be, let's say, a disability service. So they would be providing care services for someone who's disabled, and the government would subsidise and provide funding to deliver that. So they're the basic differences between the two. But there are a lot of options for funding that a lot of community organisations and even charities don't access. So when we're talking about grants, as an example, in Australia every year, believe it or not, even these days, there's about $50 billion that get dispersed through grants at all levels. So that's federal government, all of the state governments, all of the local governments. You've got corporate foundations that are increasingly be more benevolent, and you've got private philanthropic trusts and foundations that aim to give money back to the community. So you've got five sources of grants. So in effect, every day there would be a new grant that would be available for community organisations to access.
I imagine they're quite hard to get a hold of, though.
Well, we actually produce a resource called Easy Grants, which is a consolidated source of all of the grants available in Australia. So it comes out as a tailored newsletter, and it's in effect a summary and a pricey of each of the grants that are available during that period. So you can tailor it. Let's say I'm an arts organisation. I'm not really likely to ever get a sport grant. However, there is options there. So I might deselect sport, so I can tailor that to my specific organisation. But what we tend to get them to try and think about, you're going to be a lot more successful in accessing grants if you work in partnerships. So the example then of a sport and art organisation, even though this might be very lateral thinking, is if a sports organisation was to, let's say, get a grant for modifications of a sporting pavilion, as an example. Now, one of the things they're probably going to need to do is some form of painting, or they might have an entry. So in that context, working in partnership with an arts organisation might provide access to art funding for, let's say, a mural, a spray painting, a street art component to it, or even just the interior being decorated in a modern styling. So it's really about being a little bit smart. It's about knowing where to access the grants, obviously. And if you type in Google Grants Australia, you're going to end up with 2,000, 3,000 results. Now, that's a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy. So, there's some real key secrets that we see are really critical for an organisation's access to grants.
Patrick, that is some fascinating stuff, really quite intriguing insight. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
No trouble, Nick.
Patrick Moriarty, he's from Our Community. It's a resource for anyone in the not-for-profit sector and apparently quite a helpful one if you're looking for grants.